Everything I Love, brought to you by Big Loud Records. You've been listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 8 Childs among the 6 people who have been killed by tornadoes and powerful storms in Tennessee. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has details.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
What Pamela Kimbrough saw heading for her home Saturday in Clarksville, Tennessee, Montgomery County, near the Kentucky state line.
That's a tornado, and it's coming towards us. Wow.
Clarksville Mayor Joe Pitt says there is extensive damage. A shelter was set up at a local high school, says the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office.
3 people were killed in Clarksville, 3 more in the city of Nashville as crews search for anyone still trapped. President of the University of Pennsylvania resigned Saturday, days after she was criticized for her Capitol Hill testimony, where she declined to say that a call for genocide against Jewish students violated the university's code of conduct. Fighting's intensified in Gaza after the U.S. blocked a U.N. Security Council vote calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News. Law enforcement officers in Michigan say they're creating a new task force to crack down on a rise in so-called crime tourism that targets luxury homes outside of Detroit. ABC's Rena Roy has details.
Police in Michigan say so-called crime tourism caught on camera when groups of criminal burglars from abroad travel into the U.S. to commit their crimes. Michigan's Oakland County, which includes parts of Detroit, has seen about 30 to 40 of these break-ins since September.
They've stolen at least tens of millions of dollars out of our county.
Stealing high-end jewelry, watches, purses, and safes, then fleeing and often evading capture.
Louisiana State University quarterback Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy as college football's best player. As he accepted the award on ESPN, he thanked his parents, including his father.
He taught me how to play, lead, and be calm no matter the situation. And I know I wouldn't be on the stage if it wasn't for you, so thank you. I love you.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bow. Fewer college students are taking foreign language courses. A new report warns this could affect how well students are prepared for the future. Here's Joe Ullery.
The Modern Language Association survey finds fewer students chose to study languages other than English between 2016 and 2021. Nationally, enrollment dropped 17% during the same period. Professor of Spanish and Portuguese Deborah Cohn says the tanking numbers could spell trouble for students applying for college and have implications for equity.
In Indiana, between 2016 and 2021, they dropped from 42,000 to 30,000. So that is a drop in that 5-year period. That is a drop of 29.4%.
Cohn points out that foreign language studies provide cultural knowledge and open doors for many types of jobs. The report says adequate funding for language problems and support from the schools are needed to help keep them going. According to the report, making foreign language courses more career-focused might attract more students. Cohn underscores that the nation is becoming more diverse, so it's important to understand and be able to connect with others.
We need people who can speak languages, who can offer social services, legal services, medical services within this country.
One thing that might turn the ship, according to Cohn, is getting students involved in studying languages at all levels, especially when they are young. The report also recommends schools building partnerships with multicultural organizations. I'm Joe Ullery. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord Kids Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A big win for Bucky. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with a huge win over the Marquette Golden Eagles. The final score 75-64 in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
The environment, the atmosphere, the fans were terrific. We kind of envisioned what this team can be.
NBA, the Bucks pulled ahead late to beat the Atlanta Falcons. 132-121. A big night for the Bucks' Cam Payne, who scored a season-high 18 points in the win.
Finally got one in front of the fans. I appreciate the support. Man, but I'm going to keep bringing that energy. Y'all keep bringing that energy, man, and we're going to keep getting wins.
Sunday night football at Lambeau Field. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on the Packers and Jordan Love.
Jordan's gotten better and better every single game. He's always had the talent. You can see how much more comfortable he's getting, and their defense can play. They got a lot of guys that can play football. We have to try to match that confidence and find a way to win a football game.
That's Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. A few flurries possible at times today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 29, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to around 12. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs around 30. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 24. 32 Wednesday. Another look at the short range. High of 29 today. Lows level off around 12 tonight. We should top off around 30 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 21.
This week on Viewpoints.
Bessie was getting press, but it was only from the black press. White press was not interested in Bessie at first.
The courageous stunt pilot you've likely never heard of. Then,
when it doesn't work, meaning because you forget, you screw up. Don't turn goof ups into give ups.
Why it's so hard to break those bad habits. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Imagine a time when America's first black pilots take to the skies. Even with little money, no support, and dwindling resources, these invisible eagles were still able to secure record-breaking achievements in aviation. This podcast tells the story of one of these pioneers.
And there she goes, folks. Brave Bessie is headed up into the sky.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bessie Coleman, and I want to tell you a story. What you hear is the sounds of when I became the very first black woman to ever take flight.
American Urban Radio Networks and Flying Free Films presents Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP and starring Quvenzhané Wallace as Bessie, a story that will take you around the world from America to Europe during the roaring 1920s. It's a time of the Great Depression, new technology, a world war, and the horrors of Jim Crow. Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP. Subscribe now in your favorite app so you can get the latest episode downloaded as soon as it's released.
Think back through this year. When's the last time you hopped on an airplane? For some, the answer is 2 weeks ago for Thanksgiving. For others, it could be longer. While flying these days can be stressful between long security lines and potential delays, once you've boarded and buckled in, it's reasonable to let out a sigh of relief and expect a fairly uneventful and comfortable flight. But obviously, the smooth sailing hasn't always been the norm. Aviation has come a long way since its birth in 1903. In school, many of us learned about the Wright brothers, who were the first to successfully build and fly a motor-powered airplane. Imagine taking flight in one of these early contraptions that were self-built, barely insulated, loud, and shook constantly in the wind, It's fair to say it might have felt like a wild wooden roller coaster ride that was still in early testing. While history has shed light on several aviation pioneers like the Wright brothers, Amelia Earhart, and other notable names, it's also glossed over many others. One hidden story is that of Bessie Coleman. In 1922, she became the first African-American woman to ever take flight.
The thing that most amazes me is that this was at a time when commercial airlines didn't exist. Many people in this country, many people around the world, but let's just stick with America. Many people in America had never even seen a plane. So that's the era that these people were flying around and then doing stunts.
That's Tanya Hart, who's part of Flying Free Films, which is our co-producer of the limited series podcast, Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman. She's also the host and producer of Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart. When we examine Coleman's story, Hart says she wasn't just an exceptional pilot, but a force to be reckoned with. After all, Coleman was the ninth of 13 siblings and came from a small, segregated southern town in Texas.
She was a feisty black girl with big dreams, and that in itself puts you in danger. She eventually has to leave Texas, and she goes to Chicago, where life is very, very different in Chicago for her. Because again, keep in mind, a part of the big migration from the South to the North was through Chicago for African Americans at that time. And so by the time she got to Chicago, people, you know, they were living kind of large. The Roaring 20s was happening, the Harlem Renaissance in New York. Well, in Chicago, there was a really great music scene. The fashion was off the charts. Black people always knew how to sew because they sewed a lot for white people. So the seamstresses would make these incredible clothes and costumes. And she went there and she was like, oh, I have found my world. People like her, like the people she wanted to be.
In Chicago, Coleman discovered more opportunities, but still wasn't able to pursue her love of aviation. So she dreamed big and moved to France, where she was able to obtain her pilot's license. Even though she found success in Europe as a performing stunt pilot, her heart was still back home in America.
She became very, very popular in Europe. So when she comes back, she has to deal with what America really is, which is one of the reasons she went back to France, because she was like, oh, I got to go back to Europe. First of all, I need to learn how to do stunts, but the pressure of being in America at that time was a little bit much for her.
In the U.S., it was the height of white supremacy and Jim Crow, a time when hate, discrimination, and violence spread wide and far.
So lynchings began, riots began. Ironically, the same week that Bessie Coleman got her license in France was like 15 days after the massacre in Oklahoma.
Hart is referring to the 1921 Tulsa Massacre that took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In the summer of 1921, Greenwood, which was an affluent, predominantly black neighborhood, was looted and burned by white rioters. In a 24-hour span, 35 city blocks were torched, and historians today estimate that as many as 300 people died. And this wasn't an isolated incident. Across the U.S., millions of African Americans feared for their lives and faced countless barriers. Even today, this discrimination and bias plays an effect on how people in history are remembered. Hart highlights the differences in coverage and funding between Amelia Earhart and Bessie Coleman.
We look at history today, and unfortunately, the history of African Americans has been purposely disregarded, and in some instances, just totally wiped out. But Amelia Earhart came along. Bessie Coleman got her license, I believe it was 2 years before Amelia Earhart. And then, of course, Amelia became the aviatrix darling of the world. She had more funding. That always makes a big difference, because keep in mind, Bessie had to, after all of this fame and somewhat of a fortune, Bessie still had to scrap to get her own plane. You know, I mean, we're talking, she had to scrape together money and scrap together over this, just to get a plane that was really old and dilapidated and just out of sorts, but it was her plane. Amelia Earhart didn't have to do all of that. She got her license, and she got sponsorship. She got planes. She got press from all over the world.
But for Coleman, this coverage by the U.S. press was biased.
Bessie was getting press, but it was only from the black press. White press was not interested in Bessie at first. Eventually, when she went to Europe, that's where she got all the press from. The white press was in Europe. Very little from here. So when you put all of that together, that's why people know who Amelia Earhart is, and they don't know who Bessie Coleman is. Just that simple. It's a matter of promotion and press and being in the history books versus not being in the history books. It's like, this is American history. You've got a woman who was the first female to get an international pilot's license, period. And you're not going to talk about that?
Despite the unfair treatment and discrimination, she pushed past the hurdles to become one of the most talented stunt pilots of her generation. In her career, she specialized in stunt flying and parachuting, earning money and prestige performing aerial tricks.
She was in pursuit of her passion, and she would not settle for anything less. She really would not. Even when she had to have planes that weren't as good as everybody else competing, she figured out how to make that plane fly as best as she could so she could win at what she was doing that day.
To learn more about Bessie Coleman and our guest, Tanya Hart, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also check out the new scripted podcast series about Bessie Coleman's life and career titled Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. It's a limited series with 8 easy-to-listen-to episodes that'll keep you hooked. For more behind the scenes and to keep up to date on upcoming stories, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and X. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, are you setting a New Year's resolution this year, or are you over it when Viewpoints returns?
Join Macy's and Big Brothers Big Sisters to empower kids across the country to reach their full potential. Throughout the holiday season, donate online to Big Brothers Big Sisters or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. You'll help make meaningful matches between adult volunteers and children, creating positive relationships that have a lasting impact. Give a little to make a big difference and find out how we're empowering brighter futures at Macy's.com/purpose.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
It's that time of year when everyone's starting to think about New Year's resolutions. Are you planning to set one for 2024, or are you over the yearly tradition? Not surprisingly, only about 8% of Americans achieve their resolutions. Some researchers say we bite off more than we can chew, while others say we don't plan enough ahead of time for this change. Our guest today, MJ Ryan, is an internationally recognized expert on change and human fulfillment. She's also the author of the book, Habit Changers, 81 Game-Changing Mantras to Mindfully Realize Your Goals. Ryan works with clients who are trying to make a shift in their life. She gives this example of a businessman she worked with who made a resolution to stop micromanaging his employees.
He needed to learn how to delegate. People said he was the worst boss they ever had because he would give you something and then he wouldn't like how you were doing it and he would take it away from you and do it himself, complaining all the while. I was teaching him how to delegate and I was going on and on and on. And he said, wait a minute, I'm busy. I need it simple so I'll remember. And so I said, okay, say what and why, not how. That's the technique, by the way. That is how you delegate. You tell somebody what's the objective they're trying to do, why it's important to do it, and then how they do it is up to the person. So he said, okay, say what and why, not how. Say what and why, not how. I can remember that. And he wrote it on a teeny little piece of paper, and he took it with him every time he met with his people, and he totally changed to the point that he got a promotion during the time we were working together.
Ryan says that it was this man's success that made her realize that she was onto something. So she created a set of mantras or slogans or sayings to help people change their habits. But why is it that we need mantras or anything else for that matter to change ourselves? Why is it so difficult to break a habit?
There are habits that we come in often when we're very young. In response to the challenges of our lives, we do and think things that are smart for being 2 or 5 or whatever, but they don't serve us well when we're adults. They end up being the very things that cause us problems. So that's one thing. The other has to do with our temperament. So some of us are naturally, for instance, born more anxious, more worried. I was one of those. They've proven that we're more fiery.
In her book, Ryan has mantras for everything from acceptance to procrastination to worry. One of the most helpful to people who want to break out of the everyday routine has to do with overcoming the fear of taking risks.
There's a great one in there, actually. It's one I gave to my sister who said to me, I want to take bigger risks in my life. She said, I keep saying no when anything new comes up. So I live this life of the sameness and how to break out of that. And I came across this slogan called, stand where you'd rather not. So if you want to take bigger risks, you can say to yourself, stand where you'd rather not. And that helps you remember, I'm going to stand where I'd rather not. And lo and behold, she changed. She started taking bigger risks. She's become a beekeeper, which was something she would never have done.
Making decisions can be difficult for people who don't often access their intuition. Ryan says that we need to trust our gut. Or, as she puts it, our inner GPS, if we want to affect lasting change.
We have the thinking part of our brain, which is about language and logic. But we also have the intuitive, metaphoric, non-language part of our brain, which is also, by the way, they found that there are cells that are connected to that are surrounding our gut. So when we say we have a gut feeling about something, there really is such a thing. And it is tied to our brain. It's just tied to the non-language part of our brain. So we don't have words for it. So because we don't have words for it, and because we're mostly trained in terms of logic in schools, some of us tend to discount that. And we're not accessing part of our wisdom. Thinking is great, but also this notion of what is our gut telling us we should be doing here. So the trust your inner GPS is to help people remember who want to remember this, that we have an inner guidance system, which is our intuition, and we can, in fact, touch into it and figure out what it's trying to tell us and follow that.
Some of her clients want to become more positive at their jobs and in their lives. Ryan says that there are individuals who are born naysayers and who find all of the things that are wrong with any project or proposal they come across. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it can hurt them socially if they're always looking at the downsides of things. Ryan suggests a mantra like, be a yay-sayer.
This really has to do with people who are good at seeing the problems in things. And that's a particular talent of thinking. I actually have this talent. It's the capacity to see what's broken in something, what isn't working, what could go wrong. And typically, if we don't use that well, we come across as naysayers. Everything you say, I say, yes, but that'll never work because of da-da-da-da-da, right?
So this is to remind people who are good at seeing what's wrong that our brains are really designed to do is to agree with whatever we can, what is right about what the person's saying, what is true about what you're saying. And then more skillfully, once you've said the yay, yes, that's good, and then add in your part. And that helps create much, much stronger collaboration.
Many of us sit and worry over things that we really shouldn't worry about, like not being talented at everything we want to do in a day, or that we won't have time to get things done.
Part of how you could use this is to figure out, what am I worried about? Worry is a place where we don't have the talents we need to deal with something, typically. So what that means is, who can you go to? Who can you count on? Who can you use as a resource or support to help you in the places where you are worried?
One of the big problems that resolution makers have is procrastination. Just getting past the starting line of change can be a big change in itself. Ryan suggests that you try to break a change down to its component parts.
People tend to get overwhelmed because it's a huge thing, and you don't know where to start. The giant project, for instance, to write a book or to do some kind of art or start a business or whatever. So when you think of it all, that can feel super overwhelming. So the mantra for that is, what's the first step? Just do the first step. And first to figure out what is the first step, and then just to do that. And when we only look at the one thing instead of the whole thing, we can one step or one action ourselves all the way to the end.
What if a mantra doesn't work? What do you do then? Ryan says that you have to decide that you really want to change and put the work into doing it. Then pick just one thing to change at a time so you can focus and practice enough to make it a habit. Put the mantra from the book or one you make up yourself where you can find it, on a piece of paper or as a reminder on your phone.
When it doesn't work, meaning because you forget, you screw up, don't turn goof-ups into give-ups. Just because you messed up once, you're just learning. Did a baby who was starting to learn to walk, who then falls down, do they give up trying to walk? No. They get up and they try again. And that's the essence of how you actually do this, is persistence. You do not give up, and make sure you're celebrating when you're doing it right. That's the formula for actually making sure that you do change something.
You can find out more about this segment and our guest, MJ Ryan, by heading to viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, info on upcoming stories, and to support our show, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X. This story originally aired in 2016 and was written by Pat Reuter. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt. At Jackson Hewitt, Jingle Bells is sounding more like cha-chingle bells. Starting December 11, get a holiday loan for up to $1,000. Book today at jacksonhewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Imagine a time when America's first black pilots take to the skies. Even with little money, no support, and dwindling resources, these invisible eagles were still able to secure record-breaking achievements in aviation. This podcast tells the story of one of these pioneers.
And there she goes, folks. Brave Bessie is headed up into the sky.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bessie Coleman, and I want to tell you a story. What you hear is the sounds of when I became the very first black woman to ever take flight.
American Urban Radio Networks and Flying Free Films presents Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP and starring Quvenzhané Wallace as Bessie, a story that will take you around the world, from America to Europe during the roaring 1920s. It's a time of the Great Depression, new technology, a world war, and the horrors of Jim Crow. Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP. Subscribe now in your favorite app so you can get the latest episode downloaded as soon as it's released.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. The U.S. prison population is made up of almost 2 million people. The average time served by state prisoners is about 2.7 years. That's according to a 2018 study by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. During this time, many inmates are subjected to lackluster meals that barely nourish the body.
Some of the common entrees and sides include bologna sandwiches, boiled hot dogs, plain white bread, grits, canned fruit and syrup, or a steamed cup of sad-looking vegetables like green beans or carrots. Often, these assembled trays are very high in salt, sugar, fats, and carbs. What's commonly missing is sufficient protein and vegetables. In 2020, the organization Impact Justice surveyed about 250 former inmates across 41 states. The study found that two-thirds of respondents rarely or never had access to fresh vegetables. Three-fourths had been served spoiled or rotten food. And lastly, 94% said they also never felt full after eating one of those meals. If the ultimate goal of incarceration is rehabilitation, then the meals prisoners eat should be palatable and nutritious food. After all, it makes a big difference when it comes to physical and mental health. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. When you think of the biggest streaming services in the world, you likely think of Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Amazon Prime Video. Those are major players, of course, but actually none of them are the biggest video streaming platform. No, technically speaking, that title goes to YouTube. For example, the July 2023 Nielsen report showed that Netflix accounted for 8.5% of all TV usage during the month, while YouTube accounted for 9.2% of all TV usage. That's just under half of the 20% figure that broadcast TV accounted for in the month, but YouTube seems to be getting more popular. YouTube has several advantages over the other streamers, but the main one is that its content is user-generated. Similar to TikTok, this means YouTube's content library is constantly booming. Even during the Writers Guild and Actors Guild strikes, YouTubers kept uploading new videos. Additionally, YouTube content is free and ad-supported, and it's reliably up-to-date. While scripted shows like Squid Game or Stranger Things can take months or years to put out new episodes, YouTubers can reliably crank out two or three new videos weekly if they want to. Even more production-heavy YouTubers like MrBeast can put out multiple videos per month, every month, year-round. That's something scripted TV simply doesn't do. And this streamer divide is generational. Just anecdotally speaking, the teenagers and preteens I know in my life are much more likely to fire up the YouTube app and find Savannah Banana's mashup videos than they are to open up Hulu or even Disney Plus. For Hollywood, this presents something of an existential crisis. How do they capture that younger audience that's used to more frequent, shorter videos with their longer shows and movies that take years to complete? Some may argue the Hollywood system and the YouTuber economy are playing different games, and they would be right. But at the end of the day, more minutes are being spent watching YouTube than any of those splashy streaming services. And the trend of watching user-generated videos from apps like TikTok and YouTube is only growing. For months now, box office returns have shown that the cultural hold of superhero movies is waning. So the question must be asked, are YouTube channels like MrBeast and Good Mythical Morning a big part of the reason why? To me, it seems likely. I'm Evan Rook.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we can be some history. Pennsylvania and to home. at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery powered tools, from trimmers to blowers, and you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer. And some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor, while others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Buy now.
Try Syntec High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil to help high mileage engines run better for longer. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This new country.
I'm alone.
Q Country.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a tossed wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world. Before the morning.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. QCountry.com.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything to thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as